Okay, so I want to talk a little bit about what the real Internal Revenue Service is. But what's that book now about what women need to do to climb the corporate ladder?
Lean in.
Okay, but this lean has nothing to do with leaning. Okay, it has to do with a lien that's placed against you because you owe something, or against your property, that sort of thing. Okay, and we all have had experiences with the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, and I'm not talking about, well, maybe some of you have, you know, the cases of special agents who show up with guns and say, oh, you know, you've cheated us and you're a con man and we're going to haul you off, or with deliberately targeting your tax returns or anything else like that. I'm just talking about normal interactions that we have with the IRS. We tend to really be afraid and come from fear, okay? And it's interesting because those spiritual groups that present a teaching on karma and reincarnation, it's kind of fear-based. There's kind of like an attitude of fear that goes with it. You know, oh, unless you do this, and this, you're going to reincarnate, okay? And it becomes a negative thing. You know, and then it's, you know, if, and you may even reincarnate, you know, as an insect or as a worm or as an animal or as a rock, etc. Those that preach transmigration, which the Christ Jesus altered, was no longer true. Okay, so that it tends to be a fear-based thing. But I want to talk about the Internal Revenue Service very differently. Okay, and I want to talk about the Internal Revenue Service as something that we owe ourselves. Okay, we owe ourselves. Okay, and you've all had the feeling sometimes in your life of, hey, I owe it to myself, whether it's getting in shape, whether it's being responsible for something, whether it's being more disciplined, whether it's having more fun in your life, whether it's taking good care of yourself, etc., etc. Okay? And the expression is, I owe it to myself. Okay? And that's really how I want to talk about the Internal Revenue Service, because there is a system at work here. Okay? And everybody needs to know what the accounting system is. Okay? It's real simple. Okay, if I told you that, let's say you were going to work and at the end of 35, 40 years of work, you were going to owe the company money. Okay, or if I told you, hey, you know, you're going to this school, you're getting your vocational training, you're going to be a doctor, lawyer, engine chief, whatever it is. Okay, and obviously the reason you're doing it and going through all that expense may be somewhat because you're interested in it, but it's basically the payoff. But if I said to you, hey, you know what? You're not going to get paid. You're going to wind up owing. You may not be a doctor, lawyer, or an Indian chief, okay? But if you take a look at a soul's coming here, okay, and a soul comes here, and by the way, it's a rare opportunity to come here and be given a human body, okay? But it comes here as a result of karma it has created according to most systems most schools that teach this system, okay? Because of the karma that it has created, okay? And then it's going to go through this life and it's going to create even more karma. Okay, yeah, it's going to come here specifically to balance what's called its fake karma. Okay, but in the process of balancing or having balanced its fake karma, it's going to create much more karma. So it comes in with a negative amount in the column or deficit showing, and it leaves with a greater deficit. Okay. You know, and it's interesting, those of you who have young kids or about to, or grandparents or about to, or whatever it is, you might want to really take this to heart. And also those who really want to have some understanding and compassion for the human race, that they come in here drawn by these forces, these blind forces, as it were. Of course, they're blind. The blind forces, the karma that they've created from somewhere other than this lifetime. Okay? And they're drawn here by their attachments. They rubber band into a body. Okay? And then they leave owing even more debt. Okay? And of course, it's the system of karma. Okay? And that's how it's presented. And there is truth to that, okay? But the teachings on this path, we don't approach it like that. And we approach it very differently, although it's the same system. Okay? All right. And we approach it as an opportunity. You've been given an opportunity here. And it is a rare opportunity and a blessing to be in the body. And what's the opportunity? Well, to come and to know yourself as soul, as spirit. Okay? There's a way to do that. It's through initiation into the sound current. Okay? It has to do with that which the Christ taught, so that you can become Christed. Your alignment and God, your alignment with your will and God's will is one and the same. And coming to know yourself as spirit, as soul, and going to completion here, completing your karmic journeys, okay? Right? The only way out of the system is by that, by taking initiation into the sound current. No one comes to the Father except through me, said Jesus the Christ. He wasn't talking about himself as Jesus. And he wasn't talking about himself as the founder of Christianity, because that's not what he did. Okay? He was talking about himself as the Word, or as the sound current. And no one comes through the Father except through the sound current, except through the Holy Spirit, except through this initiatory process. Wide is the way, but narrow is the gate that leads unto eternal life. Okay? And what's the focus? See, the focus of the teachings I bring forth is simply to be a lover of God. See, and when you love yourself, not in an egotistical way, but when you love yourself by knowing yourself as soul, as spirit, you love God, because that's where God is. God's hiding within you, waiting to be discovered, okay? And it's a volitional process. And when you take initiation, you're volitionally signaling to yourself, hey, this is my focus, okay? This is my focus. My focus is to be with God. It's a very conscious process. Okay? See, and it's really interesting too, because this whole system of karma and reincarnation, you take a look at it, you know, in a certain way, you don't have a prayer. And it's true, you don't have a prayer. Okay? Because the only thing you can balance is, remember, you have to balance it through the physical. The only thing you can balance is your fate karma, the karma that you have with you this lifetime, okay? The karma you create day to day, you know, for all you know, all of it may be assigned to the future. Okay? And then, of course, you have stored karma, which is for future lifetimes, and isn't to be handled by you this lifetime. So you have all that. Then you're going to add to it by what you're creating in this lifetime. Oh my God, you ain't got a prayer. Okay? You ain't got a prayer. Okay? But the good news is, guess what? That God is present and He gave us free will. Okay? And what... Listen, we have this internal system that knows our accounts. Okay? And we owe it to the self, because guess what? The self, the divine self in us, knows who it is. Okay? And it was created in God's image, out of the sound current, out of the Holy Spirit. That's the original karma. And we have to trace it back. Trace our outcroppings and our outgoings, and then hit into who and what we are. And that's the purpose of human life. You know? See, and the soul, it's become directed by the mind. And the propulsions of the mind really drive it out. It's constantly going outward, 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 outward. Okay? And so we go in and up. Okay? And then, of course, we have to deal with the body and the things of the senses. Okay? And all that, you know, enables us to become deaf, dumb, and blind, and to stay deaf, dumb, and blind. Okay? And when we do drugs, then we're even intensifying the experience of being bound. See? And so we're slaves unto the Pharaoh in Egypt land. We're slaves to karma. Okay? But God loves us so much, and His kindness and His mercy and His compassion, He makes sure that there's a way through. There's a way through the desert. Okay? And there's a way to get to the mountain and receive the word, as it were. Okay? And so He makes sure that there's a polarity of spirit, a positive polarity here, holding forth right here in the most negative of His creation, the planet, so that souls can find their way home. And He gives us this opportunity, and this opportunity is to love Him. See? And we're selling God's body. And as we awake, then that cell in God's body wakes up. Okay? And all souls that were ever created, okay, when they wake up, then God's fully awakened, because each is a cell in His body. Okay? We're all members of this, and we have this opportunity here to know ourselves as spirit. So this is the opportunity. This is the blessing. Okay? And I prefer, and the teachings teach us to look at it that way, not the usual way of bringing forth karma and reincarnation. Okay? And the teachings don't focus on karma and reincarnation. We focus, earlier I had said, well, you know, you don't have a prayer. Okay? And that's true, we don't have a prayer. Even though all we can do is pray, we don't have a prayer. Okay? What we do have is God's grace. Okay? God's grace and His love for us. See, most of us and most of the human race, because we've thrown God out in our consciousness because the mind wants to be in charge, we think God doesn't like us, let alone love us. Okay? But His manifestation in us is proof of His love of us. Because guess where He put Himself? In us. Now, He's not a dummy. He's not going to live in a slum. He's not going to live in a bad environment. He's going to give himself the best. Okay? And the real question is, as my much better and brighter half says, do you love yourself enough to give yourself the best? And the best is God. Okay, that's the best. Okay? Right. Everything we do, see, has to be what? Has to be accounted for. There isn't one single thing that we're not responsible for. Because part of our learning here is that we are responsible. We're responsible for everything we've created. Okay? And I've told the story a long, long time ago, being shown some karma I had created. And I asked the spirit, hey, am I responsible for that? The response was real simple. Yeah, you're responsible for it. You created it. Nobody gets away with anything, okay? All right, but see, part of God's grace, and if you walk the path of soul transcendence, I can only speak from that. There are other sound current paths around, but I can only speak the one I bring forth, okay? And it has a very special dispensation, okay, which I really won't get into, other than to say that there's a direct hookup with the Lord God, and it goes through that directly, okay? Where the initiate does not have to build up any power or anything else like that. You start at God. Okay, so it's hooked up differently, right? So we have this field of action called grace, and you're responsible for your creations, okay? But a couple of things happen as an initiate, okay? Under the law of karma, you have to go through it physically, okay? If you take initiation, it can be handled differently. You may go through it physically, okay? But you can go through it physically and have it mitigated, lessened, okay? You can have the experience in a dream. You can have the experience somewhere in your consciousness during nighttime travel, etc., as long as you get the learning, okay? All right, and then, of course, another blessing is, how can you go home to God and finish your karmic learning here if you have stored karma? It's impossible. Okay, so the stored karma is handled by God's grace and the grace of the master, however, is for the highest good of that particular soul. Okay, and then obviously the day-to-day karma that you create, it's not going to be assigned to future lifetimes. You'll get it right back in your face. See, and that's the good news. Because what happens, we have no idea of the karma that we're at the mercy of. Talking about most individuals, okay? Because we've forgotten the cause and the effect. We've forgotten that we are the cause. We look in the cosmic mirror and we think, oh, those things are real, and there's no connection to the simple truth that we created it. Okay? So you get it back. That's all to help with responsibility, where you still see that connection, you know? And I'm sure you've had experiences where you say, oh my God, I got it right back in my face, you know, what I did, etc., etc., okay? And that's to help you understand that you are responsible, legally responsible. Okay, by legally, I mean the laws of spirit. Okay? So what's owed the self? what's old the self is real simple. What's old the self is its selfhood, is its consciousness, is its knowing what it is. Okay? And the soul knowing itself. So that's the whole point of human life, and that's the purpose of it. You know, and if you bring little kids into the world, you know, or your grandparents are about to be of someone bringing kids or kid into the world, or you, everybody's in the world at one point was kids, was a kid. Well, we just come in to obey physical law or some biological pull or so. Or why is everybody walking around at the mercy of stuff they put in motion and they don't even know they put it in motion? They don't even know they're that powerful. They think they're adrift. Okay. And see, part of God's grace is you have to place yourself where you can receive it. And where do you place yourself? Okay, but within, where God is. Going outside is to participate in the karmic field. In the illusion, okay, in the system of karma and reincarnation. Okay. Now, just to tell you a short story, I think I mentioned it many times. There was somebody, Honor and I had a friend, and he invited us to go to the movies, and he said, "Well, come on. Come to the movies and we'll with me, and we'll just go and we'll all go and we'll get the senior discount." And I said, "Well, okay, we can go to the movies with you, but we're not seniors and we can't get a senior discount." "Oh, yes you can, yes you can, and I do it all the time." Well, I said, "Well, you may not want to, but if you do, it's on you. We're not going to do that." Okay. So, what did he owe himself? Okay. In the way the system works is that, let's just say he saved $3. Okay. So he owes $3. Okay? All right. That has to be paid off. How's it going to be paid off? You know, Abe Lincoln walked, what, 5 miles, 10 miles to pay off a penny for that reason. Okay? All right. But the teachings also would look at this thing in an additional way. That he, instead of, "Oh my God, look what he created having to reincarnate, and isn't that awful?" And that whole fear thing, okay? We would see it as, "Oh, he had the opportunity to be in integrity. God gave him an opportunity, however minute that was, however small that was, to be in integrity." And I'll admit it, sometimes it's not easy. You know, sometimes it's not easy. And sometimes you get a lot of grief for it. You know? I take a lot of grief every time I tell a cashier, "Hey, you've given me too much or you've given me too little." You know? They look at me most of the time like I'm nuts. How could I give back 30 cents? Okay? But I'm giving it back because that's within my integrity. Not because I'm afraid, "Oh my God, if I don't give them back 30 cents, I'm going to have to reincarnate," except, no. Okay? See, and that's where we need to come from, to be in our own integrity. Okay? And I've also told the story of having a class once. And what came up was, it was actually a discussion of what happens in New York City quite often, and that was somebody got pushed onto the subway tracks. Okay? And I ask a simple question. Hey, would you do that? And if you wouldn't, why not? You know? So I had a clergyman there in the class, and he said, oh no, I wouldn't do it. And I said, well, why not? And he said, well, gosh, I'd be afraid of getting caught and going to jail. Okay? All right. So that's working the karmic system karmically. Okay? Out of fear. Okay? All right. The next step, obviously, in the evolution is, well, you wouldn't do it because it would never really come up for you to do it. Because it's the same soul and the same spirit that's in that person, that's in you. So you're doing it to yourself, and you're separating out, and that's painful. Being separate from spirit is painful. Mm-hmm. I had an experience the other day of giving somebody on the street a dollar or whatever it was, and I saw God in this person, literally saw God. And I thank God for letting me help God. And I thought, wow, isn't this a kick? God, in His kindness and in His mercy, allows me to help Him. I'm helping God. Wow. That's powerful. Okay? And it's the same thing when we come to know ourselves as soul, as spirit, and when we come from our integrity. So if that person had said, well, wait a second, I'm not a senior. I don't have to cheat the movie theater out of $3. Okay? That would have been helpful. But if he had known, hey, I'm spirit, I'm supplied, that's the cost, that's the cost. Take it, God bless you. That's very powerful. That's very powerful. Okay? See, and we're very funny. You know, a lot of us have what I call a very cavalier attitude towards creating karma. We think, all right, I'll create karma. I won't do what I said, or I'll lie, or I'll cheat, and I'll cheat repeatedly, and then I'll just ask the teacher to take away the karma, and I'll be fine, you know? And we think we're not going to be responsible. Okay? But you've asked the teacher, so the teacher does what's for your highest good. Okay? And as we did a demonstration the other day, the karma was left for that individual. When will it be picked up? When will it be picked up? See, so the karma is... See, and this is important, okay? Most of us look down at the system of karma and reincarnation as kind of like punishment, you know, punishment and reward, that sort of thing, okay? And it's not, okay? And some of you have had this discovery, and it's a very good discovery, okay? That karma is a magnificent system to break into being responsible and helping you discover who you are. Okay? And internally, within us, guess what happens? We know, we have that sense of integrity. You can't fool yourself, you know? It's interesting, I once knew this, some lady who was not a very kind or pleasant lady, including being very well, trying to come up with the right word. It's very difficult to, but very unagreeable and unpleasant and out-and-out nasty, particularly to one of her kids, whom I knew very, very well. And she thought, you know, hey, does whatever she does. You know, I'm sure there are great reasons, great rationalizations, okay? And she, like everybody in a body, dropped her body, okay? And this was not a soul that was initiated, so she was taken under the Lords of Karma, by the Lords of Karma, and taken in the inner worlds to what's called the Satanel. You know, that's where the word Satan comes from. It's a misapplication of it. But in the Satanel, and there she was showing the karma she created. And she was in total shock. She wasn't shocked that she had created this karma. She was in shock. The soul was shocked that she was responsible for it. She was shown what she did, and she was responsible for it. She didn't get away with anything. Anything. See? And then I went to some other funeral, and this clergyman had, I guess because this person was wealthy and had given money to this religious institution, said, oh, this guy was going to heaven, you know? I took a look. The clergy guy was right. He nailed it. The guy's going to heaven. But he's not going to the spiritual heaven. He's going to one of the heavens in the lower worlds and subject to karma and reincarnation. Oh, man. Well, two things must have gone on. The wealthy guy thought his money was going to save him. It didn't. And the clergyman thought because this guy had so much money, that whoopsie doodle, he wasn't responsible. But he was. It didn't count for anything. Okay, so what counts is the love that we are and our focus. What's our focus here? Are we meeting our purpose? Okay, are we living in God's grace? It doesn't mean we're better than or anything else. It just means that we're committed to knowing ourselves as soul, as spirit. So God's grace is always with us, always extended. We always have the opportunity to volitionally decide, yeah, I'm going to walk the path going home. I'm going to fulfill the purpose of human life, and I'm going to do it this time, okay? Not because it's so painful not to, because most of you don't even have a sense of that. Not because of anything else other than, wait a second, that's who I am. And that's what I want to discover. And that's where the joy is. And that's where the peace is. Okay? And the ultimate reckoning is with myself. You know? See, the Lords of Karma, if you're not an initiated soul, you're under that jurisdiction, they're not going to do anything to you other than hope you fulfill your karma that you have brought to yourself. They have not brought to you. Okay? If you're initiate, it works differently. Okay? But it's all about loving God, using the opportunity, the divine opportunity we've been given, and understanding that, yeah, I owe it to myself. That the reckoning is with you. It's not with anything external. It's not with anything outside of you. It's with the integrity of your own soul. Soul that knows that you were created by the Lord God out of the sound current, that you're here to come to know yourself as soul, as spirit, and that the way has been provided. the way in and up, so that you retrace your footsteps, as it were, through all your reincarnations, your outcroppings, etc., into this world to go back home. Okay? And what do you owe yourself? You owe yourself loving God. You owe yourself forgiveness of anything in thought, word, or deed that you've done and committed other than being focused in God. And you owe yourself this exciting journey of discovering who and what you are, okay? Because it's through the 10th door, see, that we can leave. Through initiation, the 10th door is open, the upper part of the third eye. You know? I don't care how many mezuzahs you put on your doorstep, or your door. I don't care, you know, how many ornaments you have outside your door. The real door never opens, okay, until you've taken initiation. That's the door. That's the 10th door, okay, and it's opened to you, okay, and it's there that you start to travel, and know yourself as soul, as spirit, okay. And it's interesting because we say travel, but you're not going from point A to point B, you're just where you always were. But traveling means that the karma, the sheets around the soul, have dropped. And so you're constantly being up-vibrated, okay? And that's the process, okay? And that's how you start to know yourself as soul, as spirit, okay? See, and I don't look at it like most teachers would, oh, you got a karmic debt, you have to pay it off, okay? I simply see it as, okay, here's the opportunity to go and love God. Go and love God, go do that, and the debt's handled. It's all handled. Okay, the karma's taken care of. Your job is to focus on what you owe yourself. Discovering yourself as soul, as spirit, and the debt's taken care of. God's rich. He'll pay it for you. He'll pay it for you out of love, okay, and out of his caring for you, okay. But God's hidden for a very good reason, so that you can consciously and volitionally decide, go find him. But the search isn't out there, okay, the search is in there. And when you take initiation, that door is open. Okay, and the teacher's job is to say, hey, the door only looks closed, the door is open, keep going in, okay? And the soul in you knows exactly what's up. You're not going to fool yourself, okay? And that's what's meant when it said God will not be mocked. You can't fool yourself. If you're not focused on God, the spirit that you are, your soul knows that. You're not going to fool it. You're not going to pull a fast one. It's going to hold you to itself. The soul is going to hold you to itself. Okay? And to me, and I'll stop with this, the real irony is, hey, that's where the fun is. That's where the joy is. That's where the peace is. That's where the love is. And we spend our whole life, or lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, avoiding it. So we got this system of karma and reincarnation. We realize, hey, we're responsible. And then eventually we realize, hey, wait a second. It's all for the alignment. I better go for the alignment. And I better live my life in the fulfillment of God's will and the purpose of human life. Okay? And hey, you know, just like dealing with the IRS, okay, it's an objective thing. Do I owe them? Do they owe me? Was there a technicality where something was figured wrong? Or was there a technicality where something was figured, you know, right and I didn't know it and they owe me? You know, it's just something to deal with. It becomes objective. There's no charge to it, okay? But the joy is in the surrender. The joy is in the peace. The joy is in the commitment to yourself. You know, and I'll finish by saying a wonderful saying of the unknown, the words from the unknown poet. And he was talking about, this unknown poet was what's called a Christed being. He had achieved the alignment of his will and God's will. And he was asked to talk about himself. So he said real simply, I'm just like you, only more so. I'll stop.